Today, the House of Representatives passed a bill that could effectively bar states from issuing driver's license to illegal immigrants. The legislation would also tighten political asylum laws and speed construction of a fence on the U.S.-Mexico border south of San Diego. The final House vote was 261 to 161, but the bill now goes to the Senate, where the outlook is less clear. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story from the Capitol.
In this final day of House debate, lawmakers fought over every provision in the bill. Leading Republicans insisted that new controls on state driver's licenses, if they're to be used as federal IDs, will make America safer from terrorists. Many Democrats called it another unfunded mandate on cash-strapped states and accused their opponents of riding an anti-immigrant fervor. And some libertarian-minded lawmakers, like Texas Republican Ron Paul, warned the driver's license standards could lead to Big Brother-style civil liberties encroachment.
This is nationalization of all identification. It will be the introduction of the notion that we will be carrying our papers.
Another provision that sparked combative debate was the tightening of asylum regulations. Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, was the bill's main author.
The asylum law was designed to provide safe haven to those who are fleeing persecution at their homeland. It is not to be used as a crutch for economic migrants who are coming to the United States because the grass is greener on our side of the border.
The bill makes it easier for asylum judges to reject applications, and it requires that people seeking asylum show proof of the motives of their persecutors, often hostile government agents. Many Democrats, including Florida's Kendrick Meek, were outraged.
They are raising the bar beyond the capabilities of the individuals that are fleeing persecution. They're running for their lives, literally.
Yet another provision of the bill is meant to speed the completion of the U.S.-Mexico border fence. Construction has been stalled for years, leaving a 3.5-mile hole in the fence south of San Diego. Environmental regulations and other state and local laws are holding up construction, and Republicans say it leaves a chink in the armor against terrorists. And so this bill would give the Secretary of Homeland Security the power to waive all local, state, and federal laws governing the project to spur on construction. California's Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, fumed.
This bill sets the dangerous precedent of placing a single federal official elected by no one above all laws and shields him from accountability.
In the end, the bill passed by 100 votes. Its forecast in the Senate is far more cloudy, where Republicans are ambivalent. To get the Senate even to debate the bill, House leaders will attach it to the Iraq spending supplemental, which will come from the White House in the next couple of weeks. And even then, several Senate Republicans have vowed to attach wider immigration reforms to it, including a guest worker program. That could set up a big fight between Republicans in the Senate and in the House, where the proposal is far less popular. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.